Well, thank you. Thank you all for coming. And I'd like to thank the editors of Translit 7, Carol Green and Annick Geoffroy-Scus, for this wonderful project. Now, the poem I'm going to read tonight is called September 11th, 2001. And of course, it's about an incident that has divided the world and about an incident that thinking about which can either divide the world in continued war, or it can be an incident that can lead, I hope, someday to some greater understanding. I'd like to thank especially my two colleagues, Antoine Sassine, who will be reading his translation of this poem in Arabic, and Gilles Mossière, who will close the evening by reading a translation in French. September 11th, 2001, 6 p.m. Even in this hour come inklings of the usual day, when I think of the first stitches in my toddler's chin, how I kissed my wife's lips as I left for work this morning. In class this afternoon, those of us over 40 went back through the times we had lived out loud, and I remembered the missile crisis when I was sent home from kindergarten with a note to make my mother weep and sign me away to safety, as if you could ever find such a place on the earth. And all we believed immutable trembled in the bulkheads of civilian planes flown into the triumphant towers of the modern world. And the towers collapsed, inwards, like living things, dying, the way Orwell wrote of the elephant he'd shot, breathing out the mass of its life like smoke. A week ago, my daughter's godmother dined atop an obelisk, looking south over the Kingdom of New York. Yesterday, a postcard arrived with the Statue of Liberty shouldering the moon. Even today, the normal day glanced up when I talked with my students, each of them as unfinished and immortal as the wrongly dead, who live forever between beginning and future and their unanswered desire to know. And puzzled, they just looked at us who'd lived this long from the other side of the glass of memory. And looking back at their beautiful faces, I saw we are all born unscarred.